creating cultural awareness and understanding. This is Culture Click. Culture Click is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University.
Continuing our coverage of the Rhubarb Festival in the rhubarb capital of Minnesota, we have a performance and interview with the Rhubarb Sisters in Lanesboro, Minnesota. This is Brianna Klaprick here at Rhubarb Festival. I'm talking with the Rhubarb Sisters, Peggy Hansen, Robin Choi, Beth Hennessy, and Julie Keeney.
How did you get started as a group?
Well, the Rhubarb Festival started in like 2004, 2005, something like that. And the first year I just moved to town and I showed up at the festival, and Peggy actually had laryngitis that year. So they were playing a recording of her singing Garrison's Bebop song. And she noticed that I was new, and Peggy, being Peggy, comes up and is trying to find out who I am, what skills I have, and how I can contribute to the community. And somehow in that conversation, piano came up, and she said, "Oh, do you play piano?" And I said, "Well, not really. Mostly I use it to arrange music." And she says, "Oh, could you arrange that song for a women's trio? I sing with two other women." So the next year when the festival came around again, I called up Peggy and I said, "So, you still want that song?" She said, "Oh, yeah, let me check with the other women." And she called or emailed, and one of them was available, but the other one wasn't. She was moving out of town, and Peggy says, "Well, I don't know if we could do it with only two." And I said, "Well, you know, I could sing." And so we started as a trio with three of us, and Stella Burt was the third at that time, and she also works at Commonweal Theater, and she got very busy with Commonweal work and decided that she just couldn't continue singing with us. And so Julie Keeney, who we knew also sang, came in as the extra stock at first and then committed full-time. About a year later, Robin moved to town to start teaching at the school, and we had some songs that we did with piano accompaniment, and Peggy found out about Robin and recruited her to play piano with us, and then we also knew that she sang, and so we'd kind of been talking about we should see if Robin wants to sing. And then one day we were rehearsed at Peggy's house, and she used to run a bed and breakfast, so she always had guests, and then she'd have us sing for the guests. So we sang one of our a cappella numbers right as we were walking out the house for a gig, and when we're in the car, Robin says, "You know, I really like your a cappella numbers the best, and I think you should write them with another part so we could do four part." We said, "We've been talking about that." And that's when we became a quartet.
Do you guys have any favorite songs or favorite pieces that you do?
This last year we have been adding to our repertoire, and we're putting a lot more movement into it. And rhythm, I mean, we're using these rhythm instruments, and we're doing little steps, and I'm really enjoying expanding because, well, I'm Lutheran, and for us, singing and dancing at the same time is kind of hard.
We've incorporated what's called the body percussion. So we put some kind of body percussion sounds, being that we do a lot of our numbers a cappella, then we're able to incorporate some other sounds along with the singing of our voices.
Keeps it from being boring. And we do everything from church hymns to 60s bebop stuff, folk stuff, songs.
Even some Aretha Franklin.
Tonight we're going to try our first Aretha Franklin number, world premiere.
Do you change songs to make them your own, or do you write your own songs sometimes?
We've never written one that is completely our own, but what I do is I arrange some things that are just, you know, piano things or hymns, I arrange for our four voices. Other things we find that are pre-written, and then we just change the words. So all of it are parodies, but, you know, most of it comes from original songs that we have modified in some way to make it ours.
Where do you usually perform?
Church gigs.
We do a lot of church lady gigs, yeah.
They love us. They think I'm adorable.
We've sung it in Winona at Central Lutheran. Okay. We sang at the Watkins home in Winona.
At a Red Hat Society event where we had like 350 women in red hats.
Yes, and we've sung in Cresco, Iowa.
Mayo Clinic
hired us. Hospice volunteers.
Yes.
And we're actually going to Duluth in a few weeks to sing for their Rhubarb Festival.
So there's more than one?
Oh, yeah.
That's that question.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But and we're the best one in Minnesota.
Yeah. And starting last year, we once a year now are doing a show that's sort of totally our show. We put together poetry readings kind of into a script with song, and we perform at the St. Main Theater here in town for an evening performance, a full-length performance. We're joined by a men's quartet, so we do some things with guys and the girls all together, some the guys do on their own. And this year, for the first time, we have a live music combo back up. And that's been really fun to have some with real combo behind us.
We have only really scratched the surface.
Yeah.
So do you just practice at each other's houses?
Mostly at Peggy's.
Usually at my house because I've got a piano and I'm kind of centrally located for
people. It's actually just because she feeds us.
And sometimes they'll work for food.
Always.
I'm curious, so you guys do the Garrison Keillor song. Have you guys performed on his show?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Well, Garrison Keillor brought his Prairie Home Companion show to Lanesboro in 2007. It was a really big deal. 2,000 people here, two nights in a row. And we were invited to join him, and that was a very exciting thing.
It was fun.
Personally, one of the high points of my life.
Yeah.
That's cool. A great show. It was fun.
So what did you do when you performed with them? What was that like?
One thing was interesting is, you know, he really was, and all of them were consummate professionals, and even though he was working with all these local amateurs, not just us, I was struck by how accommodating they were. There was a young girl who at that time was only a freshman, I think, or a sophomore in high school, and she soloed on the show, and Garrison Keillor was very protective of her. He took special time to work with her because he knew that she was very kind of young and innocent, and it was really nice. It was really a good experience for everybody.
Yeah. My highlight of that weekend was when we were in rehearsal with him and we were singing one of our songs, and he looks over and he goes, "So, who writes the lyrics?" And I said, "That would be me." And in that Garrison look, just kind of looks at me and kind of smiles and nods his head. I was like, "Yes." That was quite a highlight.
Cool. Is that the largest crowd you've performed in front of? Or?
You know, I think that would be.
That would be our largest crowd.
Where do you hope to go in the future with your singing group?
Oh, gosh.
Well, I know Mason City called a couple days ago.
Yes!
Maybe we're going to Mason City. We have to really seriously think through this. We have to think a little bit more about how far will we go, what are some programs, and we need to get a little bit more organized on what people have to pay.
And we all have day jobs.
We all have jobs.
We have families.
So it makes it really difficult.
We have jobs that require us to be full-time.
Coordinate four schedules.
Right. So we really are not ready to quit our day jobs.
Yeah.
Besides, you know, it's like rhubarb. We're kind of special and seasonal, and we're not around all the time, and that's why people appreciate us.
Okay.
I want to add one thing. One of the reasons that the festival got started, the Rhubarb Festival, was to promote our farmers market. And so we just plug right into that whole movement for people to have more local homegrown food, and rhubarb is a symbol of that. And so everybody should go and buy food from their farmers market.
Yes. Right. And for Lanesboro specifically, we actually have the designation as the Rhubarb Capital of Minnesota. So Lanesboro just really appreciates and enjoys local food, as Peggy said, and having good fun and really great experiences with food and music. And
how did Lanesboro become the capital?
It was a resolution, actually. Our legislator, our House representative at the time, Ken Schumper, brought the proclamation. It was our Divine Rhubarb Committee of volunteers that came to the Capitol, and we have an official proclamation posted at the City Hall naming Lanesboro the Rhubarb Capital of Minnesota.
Enjoy the rest of your day until your night performance.
And here are the Rhubarb Sisters performing some of their popular numbers at the Rhubarb Festival in Lanesboro.
We're going to start out with the Rhubarb National Anthem, and we welcome you to join us. I think the words are in the festival brochure, or you can just wing it. You don't have to stand if you don't want to, but if you want to show proper respect.
Oh, beautiful for rhubarb stalks, for red and green and pink and pink. For lovely green expansive leaves above the kitchen sink, the sink. Oh, rhubarb plant, oh, rhubarb plant, God shed his and darling, would you share your recipe?
Eat pie. We're going to do a little body percussion here. Don't try this at home.
Down cake. So now I've come to ask you, honey, why? Oh, honey, why not?
Bring me little rhubarb, honey. Bring me little rhubarb now. Bring me little rhubarb, honey. Every little once in a while,
I will make a cobbler. And serve it on the side with lunch.
We are the famous Rhubarb Sisters. We're all homegrown, just like rhubarb.
What shall we do with the extra rhubarb?
What shall we do with the extra rhubarb?
What shall we do with the extra rhubarb early in the morning? Hooray, how well it freezes! Hooray, how well it freezes! Hooray, how well it freezes early in the morning!
Bake it in a crisp with the extra berries.
Slice it in a salad and top with dressing.
Simmer it with beans and
you've got chili early in the morning. Hooray, how well it freezes. Hooray, how well it freezes. Hooray, how well it freezes early in the morning.
Boil it with vinegar and can some pickles.
Dry it in the sun for rhubarb leather.
Mash it in a blender and
make a smoothie early in the morning. Hooray, how well it freezes. Hooray, how well it freezes. Hooray, how well it freezes early in the morning.
That's what we'll do with the extra rhubarb.
That's what we'll do with the extra rhubarb.
That's what we'll do with the extra rhubarb. Early in the morning.
So how many of you have rhubarb in your freezer, even as we speak? There's no right or wrong answer. Good. Now, is this last year's rhubarb or this year's? If you still have last year's rhubarb in your freezer, you need to cook it right now and make room for the new stuff.
When the night falls silently, the night falls silently on forest gleaming.
We may wander out to sea, we wander out to sea, the bright stars beaming.
But if we should lose our faith, if we should lose our faith, as nights seem endless.
Rhubarb's early buds will say, its early buds will say, they'll soon befriend us.
Here and there and everywhere, in every yard and garden,
growing, rising through the ground, please don't dare disregard them.
Grow, little rhubarb, higher. Grow, little rhubarb, taller. Lead us if too far we wander. Love's sweet tang is calling yonder. Grow, little rhubarb, higher. Grow, little rhubarb, taller. Herald, spring below, above, and lead us on to love.
Grow, little rhubarb, higher.
Sisters.
Choo-choo to Broadway for Cincinnati.
Don't get icky with the 1, 2, 3.
Life is just so fine during rhubarb picking time. So hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight.
For idiotic salad, want some
rhubarb, mama.
Crisp and pies,
they're very nice. Hold tight, hold tight. Hold tight, hold tight.
Footeriac salad, want some
rhubarb, mama.
Steamers and sauce.
And then, of course, I like concert tweezers too.
And I like my tasty rhubarb crisp.
Ooh. When I get home from work at night, I get my favorite dish crisp. Hold tight, hold tight. Hold tight, hold tight.
Footeriac salad, want some
rhubarb, mama.
Crisp and pies,
they're very nice.
Here's another familiar tune. Let's make sure we keep this moving, girls.
Softly and tenderly, rhubarb is stewing, stewing for you and for me. Glistening pink and green slices are waiting, waiting to welcome you home.
softly and tenderly rhubarb is stewing, stewing for you and for me. Glistening pink and green slices are waiting, waiting to welcome you home.
Come home,
come home,
come home,
come home. Ye who are hungry, come home.
High in nutrition with low carbohydrates,
rhubarb is calling to me.
Happiness found in your very own backyard, calling for you and for me.
Rhubarb is waiting right out in the garden, so we can make do with what's there.
Rhubarb like
daffodils, tulips, spring is calling for you and for me.
Calling for you and for me.
Glistening pink and green slices are waiting, waiting to welcome you,
welcome you home.
Come home,
come home,
come home,
come home,
ye who are hungry, come home.
Happiness found in your very own backyard, calling for you and for me.
To my kitchen and I'll make you a pie. I have something special I want you to try. I put it in the oven about 9:45. At 12:00 noon I'll take it out again.
There's blueberry, blackberry, lemon and lime, coconut cream, cherry sublime, wild berry, strawberry, banana cream, pumpkin, pecan, caramel, apple supreme.
So come to my kitchen and you will see people as happy can be. Try some pie and you'll agree you're happy, as happy can be.
There's blueberry, blackberry, lemon and lime, coconut cream, cherry sublime, wild berry, strawberry, banana cream, pumpkin, pecan, rhubarb supreme. Top it with cream, won't you sample a dream?
So come to my kitchen and you will see people as happy can be. Try some pie and you'll agree you're happy,
as happy can be.
The Rhubarb Sisters.
Thanks again to the lovely Rhubarb Sisters for interviewing with us. You've been listening to Culture Click.
Creating cultural awareness and understanding. You've been listening to Culture Click. Support for Culture Click is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Culture Click is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information, look us up on the web at kqal.org. And thanks for listening to Culture Click.